This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:05 in the evening and you're listening to Lynn and Ayman. And our first story this hour is going to be about, again, as we did yesterday, the novel coronavirus. But this time, we want to look more at what's going on in China. Because, of course, there has been a lockdown and it first began in Hubei province, in Wuhan city itself. And since then, it's somewhat expanded. So we wanted to look at that and how it has impacted the economy. This is partly coming after a report in the New York Times, among other places, talked about how the Chinese government is dealing with all the fallout from this virus, not least the public anger, the political impact, as well as the economic impact.
Yeah, so this lockdown has actually expanded to about 16 cities and affecting around 46 million people. And in addition, officials in Beijing also warned that anyone who returns to the city from other parts of China, that's a lot of places.
Yes, correct. It's very big, right? When I saw that, I was like, huh?
Yeah, so anyone who comes back to Beijing from other parts in China, they have to stay at home for an additional 14 days. And this comes at a time when, you know, people are on their Chinese New Year break. So they've been on a break for 1 week. They come back to Beijing, they have to stay at home for another 2 weeks, so that's 3 weeks in total. And this means that, you know, the workforce will be severely reduced around this time when people are traveling for the CNY holidays.
Aside from Beijing, Shanghai and Suzhou have also ordered businesses to stay closed until early February. Tourist attractions like Disney theme parks in Shanghai, Great Wall of China, they're also temporarily closed. And all of this kind of give you an idea of how economic activities in several cities in China have been severely affected by the outbreak. If you go online and look at photos right now of Wuhan.
Oh, barren, empty streets.
It's completely empty. You, at any point, you could be the only person out there walking. And I think anybody who has visited any part of China will, or any city, any major city in China, will know that this is rare. I mean, that's crazy. It is, of course, a highly, highly populated country, which is partly why the numbers of any sort of outbreak are so alarming in China. But it's also, I think, it's interesting because here in our country, we've not really had the experience of necessarily being told by, or being put on lockdown in that way, not for a very long time, not for decades. So we have not necessarily been told, do not leave your homes. You cannot. Mm-hmm. And when I think about how somebody, okay, fine. I mean, I'm sure there are people who are happy to just take an extended time off work. Yeah. But so for companies, they're dealing with a depleted workforce. For business owners, you're dealing with potentially 2 to 3 weeks of loss of business. And that's a lot. And that's before we get into things like how it's affected the markets overall.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of this one quote from a worker in Wuhan, who said, like, okay, so we're under lockdown. What about our income? What about our wages? Who's going to pay for this? Because we're going to lose like 2 weeks worth of our wages. And yeah, so it really does highlight that, you know, it affects people on the ground like severely. And not just that, like even in the whole grand scheme of things, it doesn't just affect those cities that are in lockdown, but potentially the rest of the country as well. So if you think of, for example, a factory that's located in a city that's under lockdown, and that factory is part of a supply chain that serves the rest of the country, everyone is going to be affected.
Yeah.
You're going to lose your supply and your whole like 2 months worth of products. And I just wonder like how long lasting this impact will be, whether it will be easy for the companies to overcome, which I suspect really relates to the resources that they have, really, if they have more resources than others and they can overcome it better than others.
Yeah, for sure. I think resources, but also how long the lockdown is actually going to last, because there are differing opinions from experts within China and Hong Kong about how long potentially it might take for the coronavirus outbreak to peak and then to sort of peter off. So some are saying that it could be as soon as February 8th, which I think feels very, very quick. In the meantime, others are looking at something closer to April or May. Mm-hmm. And in So I think that there is this sense of uncertainty, especially with a country that has a huge country, a huge manufacturing hub that has essentially ground to more or less a halt at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we wanted to look at. I'm also thinking about tourism, which I know some people have blamed in the first place for us having any inkling of the virus at all, because, of course, people have been traveling. But I think it's not just China that's going to be affected. Looking at regional news providers such as the South China Morning Post, as well as the Nikkei Review, there is talk about which Asian cities are going to be affected by the tourism downturn, because it has already spread to, I think it's 15 countries now. So there are going to be concerns, and it is not just China that's going to be affected.
Yeah, exactly. Is it especially at a time when I think it's Japan who's confirmed that they have the first case of human-to-human transmission, and in Germany as well. So that does really deter people from visiting these other countries, who are not China but surrounding countries. On the surface, it looks like it's going to be a global impact to some degree in terms of tourism, but I think that it will definitely mostly affect China the most. The other countries in the periphery who are surrounding China, maybe they can still survive in terms of their tourism, I hope.
So we're looking today at how the coronavirus outbreak has really essentially caused China to come to a halt in many ways. Transportation has been limited. People are being told to stay home from work. And cities are on lockdown. So we're trying to examine how this might impact the economy. If you have any thoughts, you can, of course, call us at 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, on the line with us is Dr. Cassie Lee, Senior Fellow and Coordinator of the Regional Economic Studies Program at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. Cassie, thanks for joining us. Now, is there any way, I suppose, for countries to prepare economically for an event like the coronavirus outbreak?
The measures that you can prepare would be to basically intensify your efforts to deal with the spread of the virus, contain the spread of the virus, actually. Although these are not basically economic instruments, but these are the things that you have to do. But one of the things that you are seeing in a lot of countries is actually government as well as the private sector being very proactive in terms of implementing new regulations or directives on related to working conditions, i.e., for example, restricting office sort of like work for people who have traveled to and fro from China, I think, and also putting constraints on sort of flights to and fro from countries that are affected by this virus. These are the immediate measures, I think. As to more measures down the road, I think the government will have to look and see what are the sectors that have become vulnerable in the coming weeks, and then perhaps provide financial support possibly to companies and individuals that are affected.
Which sectors do you think are likely to be most affected?
Well, the sectors that are likely to be affected are those sectors where you generally find a lot of people interacting and traveling. So obviously, the accommodation sector, hotel, those tourism-related air travel. But there might be other sectors that will benefit, of course. We're not only talking about the downside. We have already seen a request for an increase in the production of gloves, for example, face masks, for example. And you will definitely also find people be reluctant to eat in restaurants, for example, but will replace this increasingly by ordering food online for online delivery, I think. So these are the sectors that are generally will be affected. Of course, the financial sector will be affected, has already been affected by the fear of the impact of this virus on on the economy.
So commentators have also been speculating about the overall effects of this outbreak on China's economic growth, given that SARS was estimated back in, 2003 or so to have knocked 1% of China's GDP. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it will definitely affect growth, but the actual number we don't know. It could be between 1 to 2%. There are many factors that are quite different comparing SARS to today. China is, of course, much more integrated with the world economy. It's become a bigger player compared to 2003. There's a lot more trade linkages. The money from Chinese tourism is also bigger today. So any effect like this is bound to have, I think, significantly greater impact on the world economy. But again, it will depend on the duration of this, this epidemic, how long lasting it is. We have no idea yet because the containment measures are still being undertaken. The numbers are rising very fast, but we still do not know how far it will spread, how extensively and intensively.
Can you help illustrate how the epidemic will affect China's neighbouring countries and the world economy?
I think the immediate impact would actually be on tourism, I think. You already see lots of hotel cancellation, concert cancellation of air travel and things. This will almost have immediate impact. These are the sectors to actually watch closely, the hotel and leisure industry. The manufacturing sector will be affected further down the road, and also things like oil prices will be affected further down, as if there is a weakening of demand due to economic slowdown. These are the second tier effects that will come a bit later down the road.
And are these effects expected to last a long time after the outbreak?
We actually won't know how long this will last. There are some reports saying this will only peak. We have not even seen the peak of this epidemic yet. And containment measures are still been undertaken, improvised, and as we go along monitoring what's the situation. But the good news is I think a lot of governments are better prepared. A lot of companies have also proactively, private sector, taken actions to basically make sure that the work practice, the office hours for people who have gone traveling do not spread it to their colleagues. All these are basically undertaken in a more, I think, more efficient manner than in the previous. People understand the severity of this kind of epidemic, learning from SARS, and have reacted quickly, I think, which is a good sign.
Cassie, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Cassie Lee, Senior Fellow and Coordinator of the Regional Economic Studies Program at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. And we've been really trying to hone in and examine the impact that the novel coronavirus outbreak is going to have on China and the surrounding countries and economies, right? Because basically with 16 major cities on lockdown,
about 50 million people
affected, and that's 50 million people who might not be able to, like Cassie said, commute for work, might not be able to go to work for at least for the next 1 or 2 weeks.
Travel to other countries for tourism.
So that's a lot of different ways that this could play out. We'd like to know, do you have any thoughts on this? Do you have any questions? You can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we have some music coming your way. First up, it's Sam Cooke with Chain Gang. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.